Welcome to the show, everybody. Tuesday, September 16th, the second game of a four-game series against the Philadelphia Phillies. We're here to talk baseball, but my goodness, we're going to have to talk some weather, too. There is a gray cloud over Petco Park, and nobody knows what to do with it.
I don't except know somebody it. From Miami.
Yeah, no, we're okay. The Miami guys exactly. are okay. The West Virginia people, they know what a thunderstorm looks like as well, or at least a thundercloud. Jed Jerko is one of those people. He joins us now. How you doing? Welcome. Thank you.
Doing well. That's not a thundercloud.
It's not?
No.
You're giving us the okay sign.
Yeah, that's. I think the game will still go on.
It's not even going to hurt anything.
I like that. AccuJed weather. The AccuJed 3000 is predicting we're going to be fine.
It'll blow over.
All right, good. It'll blow over. But it's starting to sprinkle in parts of downtown. And I haven't been in San Diego long, but I've been here long enough to know that a little rain and everybody starts to get a little bit concerned. But Jed's saying it's going to be okay, and I believe him. Jed is with us. He is on the Cholula hot seat. How you feeling? You're obviously swinging the bat really, really well right now.
Yeah, feeling well right now. I think my swing is it's where I wish it would have been the whole year, but I guess better late than never. So it's getting better. I think we're playing some pretty decent ball. Anytime Cash the way he threw last night makes our job a lot easier.
We'll certainly talk about Andrew, but what about for you? What's the main difference? You say the swing is there and all that. I mean, for someone who hasn't played the game or hasn't played it at this level, you know, when you're struggling at one point in the season and then it starts working, and I imagine health is part of it in the foot and coming back from the DL, but, you know, what is the difference for you right now?
I think my timing is the biggest thing. I think my foot's getting down, my load's getting where it needs to be, and anytime you can get your timing right, you're going to see the ball a little bit better. I think my pitch selection's been getting better as the season's gone on. So anytime you get good pitches to hit, you usually do a lot better.
Do you find yourself hitting different positions in the lineup, approaching your at-bats differently, or do you try to do it the same? I know you try to do it the same, but sometimes it's hard.
Right. I usually don't really care where I hit in the order. I mean, I'm usually between 3 and 6, which is pretty much the same general approach no matter what part of the order you're in there. I mean, when you get into the leadoff spot, maybe the 8-hole in front of the hitter, you know, you got to kind of change things. But, you know, where I've been positioned, I don't try to change a whole lot at all.
One of the things we've talked a lot about this year, especially in recent weeks as the season starts to wind down a little bit, is the difference between the home record and the road record for this team. I don't know that there's a good answer out there for it, but it is a much better record here at Petco Park than it is away from home. What do you attribute that to? I doubt you spent too much time thinking about it. You had enough things to worry about, but what do you make of that difference that between the two?
Well, yeah, it's hard to win on the road at the big league level. Anytime you got to travel, you're in different situations or you're not used to. Obviously, being at home, we're comfortable here. You know, we like being here. You get to sleep in your own bed. All those factor into it, but I think we're just comfortable as a team playing here. I think the way our lineup is set up and our pitching staff, we're built to play baseball here, and I think that helps us out.
You mentioned earlier that your pitch selection. I think that's the big thing right there. Balls that are just out of the zone that you're looking in. I think earlier when you're struggling a little bit, you tend to try to jump on those pitches. But that's the difference right now that I see in your hitting is that – and if you're 2-0 or you're heading to count and you get a ball or right out of the zone where you're looking, you let it go.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree 100%. It's obviously if you're getting those hitters counts, you're going to get better pitches to hit. Obviously, not chasing the early count pitches, getting yourself in that hole. You know, it's when you get to two strikes, the pitchers and abilities are going to be able to get you out. They're going to make pitches to get you out. So you got to really fight to lay off those close pitches early, get a better pitch later in the count.
By the way, you're a better man than I, because when I hit fourth, I thought I was Babe Ruth. So I used to.
You just went for it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's funny, though, because I was reading an article yesterday about, you know, different counts and what it's like to hit, and you were quoted in it. It was a national article, and I think you said you thought 1-1 was the most important count of an at-bat. That's kind of where I fall on this. I once heard Greg Maddux talk about it, and that's what he said. And so I was like, if Greg Maddux thinks so, I'm going to go along with what he said. Maybe take us into why you sort of fall into that camp of 1-1 being the most important pitch of an at-bat.
I think that's 2-1 and 1-2 is a big difference. You know, you get to 2-1, you're in charge. You're in charge of the rest of the at-bat. If you get to 1-2, you know, you're constantly batting. The pitcher's got the upper hand. You're almost got to hit his pitch, the pitch that he wants you to hit. And 2-1, you can still be selective, even if he paints a pitch. It's still 2-2, even in the count. So, obviously, 0-0 is a big pitch that a lot of people talk about. But I think it's 1-1 is the biggest.
Yeah, we got just the numbers from the article here. When an at bat starts out nothing and one, no balls and a strike. The league average this year is 221. When it starts out 1-0, it's 268. You know, that's why a lot of people would say, you know, 0-0 is the big one, the first pitch of the at-bat. But I'm with Jed and Greg Maddux saying 1-1. Not that I've ever done it like Jed or Greg Maddux, but.
What about 2-1 and 1-2?
I don't have all the numbers
with
me.
That would be interesting.
Here's actually an interesting one. I'd like to hear both your takes on this. First pitch of the at-bat this year, guys are hitting 336. They obviously put in play for it to count, you know, for that. If you foul it off or whatever, it's not going to go into it. But I find that to be a little bit interesting. Guys going after the first pitch are hitting 336 this year. What do you make of that, professional hitters, Jed Jerko and Kurt Bavakwa?
I'm a guy that likes to jump on the first pitch. You know, it's from my approach to the at-bat is to get the best pitch I can to hit, and a lot of times that can be the first pitch. You know, the pitcher's going to try to get that first pitch strike. Sometimes that's the best pitch you're going to hit, and I'm not going to sit there and watch it go by.
So that number doesn't surprise you at all?
Not at all.
Yeah, that's good. What about you?
It surprises me a little bit.
Okay.
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
But then again, if somebody's being selective, like you're being right now, and they look for a pitch and they get it, then it's a good opportunity to hit.
Makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about that game last night. How fun is it playing behind a pitcher, Andrew Cashner, or anyone who was working the way he was working? I mean, everything was a strike. He's working quickly, and just an incredible pace to the game.
Yeah, that's a fielder's dream to be able to watch him go out there and pitch like that. He keeps you into the game. He's not a guy that's walking around the mound, taking his time, working deep into counts. He's out there throwing strikes, pounding the zone, getting strike one. It gets the hitters swinging early in the count, and that's things like that happen when you can spot up the way he has and have the stuff he has. Anytime you can go out, throw the ball like that, you know, guys are going to put the ball in play. That's how you get 92-pitch shutouts.
Yeah, 92 pitches. It's insane. What was the kind of the view from second baseline? I mean, how quickly were you looking in and being like, oh, wow, he's really on right now?
You could almost tell from the start of the game. You could tell he had good rhythm. He had good stuff. You know, I mean, he's always got the stuff. But any time that he's pounding down in the zone like he was at the start of that game, it could be a lot of fun.
He had a nice diving play, too, on the infield. Blooper, you got it? Nice diving play. Jed Jerko last night. We'll put him right on the spot. Oh, he was very nonchalant.
Oh, he's got it. There you go.
I got to tell you, very nonchalant here. Look at this. No big deal. Just whip it right over there. That was a fun one.
Hey, it's incredible how our minds think. That we know exactly how much time we have regardless if we're even looking and stuff. But, you know, Cash came up and said, thanks for doing that. I said, hey, if we all do our job the way we can, we'll be all right.
That's awesome.
If you're at the 150th pitch mark, you probably don't make that play, and not because of your defensive ability, but that's what happens. You fall back on your heels. You're not ready with a guy throwing strikes like Cash was last night, and little plays like that, not little plays, but plays like that don't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys out there constantly ball one, ball two, it's kind of tough to stay in the game. You're not sure if the guy's going to put the ball in play. When you got a guy throwing the ball down over the plate all the time, the guys are swinging, it keeps you on your toes for sure.
You guys have done an unbelievable, outstanding job, in my view, defensively this year with this ball club, with the different guys that have come into the infield and played. How do you keep all that together and still continue? I know you do your job at second, but working with a different shortstop, you got a first base that's over there, he's playing things a little bit different. You don't know how deep he is in the infield, whether he's going to be able to cover that ground. You got to do a little extra, you think. How difficult is it to make those adjustments?
Yeah, you just got to kind of make them on the fly. I think that's an attribute to kind of like our coming up through our system. I think our basic defensive approach throughout the minors is the same as what we have up here. So guys kind of understand where we need to be on every single situation. I think that helps out a lot.
Good stuff. Jed Jerko, really appreciate you coming down. An excellent second half. Really good as of late. Nice hitting streak going right now. And a big part of a big win last night. Andrew Cashner, Jed Jerko, everybody else doing their thing. Appreciate you coming down.
Yeah, thanks
always.
For having me, guys.
Thanks a lot. That's Jed Jerko on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Remember, too, that all player guests of Padres Social Hour receive a gift card to Donovan Steak and Chop House, located right here in the Gas Lamp District on the corner of 6th and K. We're going to try and survive the rain and get you to first pitch on time. Big thanks to Jed Jerko. More Social Hour right after this.